Because the incoming installed Biden regime is straight up out of hell. That's not hyperbole. That's not exaggeration. That is a statement of plain fact. Biden let it be known on Saturday that he intends in his regime to install Xavier Becerra, who is the current Attorney General of the horrid state of California, as the director or the secretary of unhealth and inhuman disservices, HHS as it's properly called. Xavier Becerra, once on the floor of the House of Representatives, stumped for partial birth abortion. As a member of the House of Representatives, put us, you can watch the video on YouTube if he hasn't had it removed, put a placard up there and showed the wonders and benefits murdering children partially born alive, and advocated on behalf of a partial birth addition to U.S. federal code. Minister Church, please, you're making it up and you're scaring the children. True story. I'm not making it up. Marjorie Dannenfelser, who you may remember, was a guest four times on this show in 2016 and the run-up to the election of President Trump for the first time around. And Marjorie is the president of the Susan B. Anthony List, one of the most prolific and good pro-life action groups in the entire United States. And Mitch O'Connell put a picture in the chat room of Becerra. I believe he's also one of these Biden fake Catholics running around proclaiming himself as a Catholic. This is the man that is took over for Kamala for Kirilla De Harris in the persecution of David DeLeiden, founder of the Center for Medical Progress, that did those awesome undercover sting videos of those demonic creeps at Planned Parenthood munching on arugula lettuce, guzzling $70 bottles of white wine, and talking about how they traffic in baby body parts from Planned Parenthood clinics. That is Xavier Becerra. According to Breitbart now, NBC and Politico have both confirmed the report. If confirmed, Becerra would be the first Latino to head the inhuman, unhealthy disservices department, HHS as it's called. Becerra is a staunch. This is a declaration, and the reason I bring this up, and then Dave, the FedEx driver and all that, I'm trying to demonstrate to you that the incoming treasoners, traitors, were trying to steal the electoral process in six states and thus claim the presidency as a result of that theft. Again, losers are traitors, and they should be treated as such. That Biden is declaring war on me and you by his actions. First action was to proclaim that he and Kamala will be issuing executive orders and then guidance on those orders on January the 21st, 2021, making Roe versus Wade the law of the land. What does that mean, Mike? In a church, please, it's scaring the children. Children ought to be scared. What does that mean? That means the Louisiana Love Life Amendment that we just voted, 6832, goes down in flames. It means that our state's insistence that no taxpayer funds, Medicaid, Medicare, SCHIP, any other Obamacare, whatever the hell you got, cannot be used to murder the soon-to-be born. The Love Life Amendment says in this state, life begins at conception and ends at natural death. Well, not according to the Biden regime, and not according to incoming, allegedly or supposedly, illegitimate incoming Secretary of Unhealthiness and Inhuman Disservices, Xavier Becerra. Becerra is a staunch champion of the ACA and has led 20 states in an effort to block Republicans from dismantling it in the case of Texas versus Azar. California Attorney General is a supporter of Medicare for All. In October of 2017, Becerra tweeted that he had been a supporter of Medicare for All throughout all 24 years he served in Congress. Straight up, government-run, socialized medical system, which, by the by, if you have parents or grandparents that are stuck in the Medicare system, how do you like it? How do you like it? Ask Rusty in Dusonia how they treated his dad after the corona hoax madness and the fact that that Rusty's dad had previously scheduled a optional procedure for, I think it was for his knees, right? Yeah, for his knees. I'm sure many of you can sympathize with the mayor of Dusonia and your parents or grandparents stuck in Medicare. Why in heaven's name would you want Medicare for All? By the by, again, YouTube can't ban us because they've already kicked us off, basically. So I can't get the little check mark. This is disputed medical information. All I can say from my point of view and my perspective and having gone to a primary care, what do they call it? Emergency med, ready med, whatever the med is, to be treated for the King Dude Wuhan flu or whatever it was that I had. All I can say is the opposite of Medicare works swimmingly for me. I can bear personal testimony and experience that there's plenty of, quote, affordable. Back to the story here. In 2017, Becerra tweeted, at Dana Perino, acts of I support Medicare for All. Absolutely. 5! Absolutely 5! I'm a supporter of it for the 24 years that I was in Congress. So if you think that you and I and our states, having warred alongside the Trump administration, have beaten Obamacare, have beaten Medicare for All, and Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and all the rest of their little pipe dreams for us to live and to suffer under their little medical tyranny, think again. Again, the Biden regime is declaring war on the good people of these United States who voted 74.5 million now, as the vote count keeps going up for Trump. 74.5 million of us voted to have nothing to do with any of this. And yet here it is being foisted upon you, isn't it? Mike Churchill here on the Crusade Channel on a Monday. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Bulldog Kia for the best deal on a newer used Kia automobile anywhere in North America. shop where we shop for all our cars. Day one sponsor here of the Crusade Channel. You actually see the Bulldog Kia videos as part of our video advertising team. And you can watch those during the news breaks while you're enjoying our own proprietary high-definition stereo video brought to you by our friends at Bulldog Kia. So pay them a visit today at Bulldog Kia. Just spell it out, B-U-L-L-D-O-G, BulldogKia.com on the Atlanta Highway. Give them a call if you'd like. They'd love to talk to you, 855-BULLDOG, 855-BULLDOG. We'll see you at Bulldog Kia. You tell him that is the King Dude sent you. Ex-Mitter Kernall, when you're talking to him about your new or used Kia that you're going to get, if he's got one of those giant bows that they stick on top of the cars in the Lexus commercials on TV, because I asked him that once. He went, King Dude, what kind of a car dealer would I be if I didn't have one of those stupid giant bows? Stupid giant bow sold separately. Becerra, who succeeded Kamala Harris. Noticing a trend here? California Attorney General is also a proponent of abortion on demand, and like Harris, has received campaign contributions from Planned Parenthood. By the by, why isn't Kamala renounced her Senate seat yet?